Phone Boy Speaks, episode 479, Improving iPhone Battery Life. One of the things I've always been frustrated about with smartphones in particular is the battery life's just not anywhere near what it should be. And this goes back to when I had Symbian phones, right? And I realized that I'm a sick person because I actually use smartphones and I use them a lot. And even back then, when the smartphones weren't all that capable, I probably used them more than I should. But that's one of the things about being a tech douchebag, or at least being a self-aware one, is knowing that you have a problem. And yes, I know I have a problem, but. Anyway, this problem has persisted, and I know Apple has done a whole lot to, try and improve the battery life on phones, and that's why they don't allow some of the background features that, Android allows, or they place more limits on it. But battery life has always been an issue for me, and I think, I was reading this article on Overthought, which is from a guy who used to work at an Apple Genius Bar, and he's written this article that talks about how to improve the battery life on your iPhone, and that's not just it's not just the sort of the standard stuff. And I read through it, and one of the surprising things on it, and I'll link the article in the show notes, and you can read it for yourself, is that the Facebook app is actually one of the worst battery offenders of all time, right? And so apparently, limiting background refresh, especially in iOS 7 and removing location services, are like the biggest things you can do to improve battery life. And I've actually seen that reported in a few places. And so, and honestly, I stopped using the Facebook app, the native Facebook app, for since the paper app came out. And the paper app does like 99% of what I need. So that's the one I use. But I think the biggest problem for me with battery life, and this is when I'm home particularly, is that I live in an area where I have signal, but it widely varies from time to time. It's like the phone bounces between towers, and it doesn't matter what carrier I've had, because I've experienced this problem on Verizon and on AT&T, and I haven't put a T-Mobile SIM in my phone, but I know it's I know what the T-Mobile signal is like. It's not much better or worse, but that's actually one of the things he says in this article is if you have poor signal quality, the phone is going to spend more time trying to talk to the towers, and that's been entirely my experience, right? So when I'm home, and if I'm not like walking around my house or something, my phone is tethered to my computer or something to keep the battery charged, because yes, it does seem like the phone drains more because it's trying to find the signal more often. And anyway, you can read this article in the show notes. I notice when I travel, right? And because if I'm in a city where the cell coverage is just fantastic, then I don't have these issues, or I have less issues with battery life. And it's funny, when I'm in Tel Aviv, my phone pretty much lives in airplane mode because it's locked to AT&T, and I can't really use it outside of the U.S. in that respect. So the battery life ends up being much better because the other thing there, right, is in airplane mode, the Wi-Fi is turned off when the phone is turned off. So the phone's really doing absolutely nothing in the background. So yeah, my battery life's a whole lot better when I'm traveling internationally, because it's not seeing radios except explicitly when I'm using it. That's something interesting. But I recommend reading this article because it gives you some tips on how to see where the problems are with your battery life and do some stuff to improve. And it's only for Apple devices, obviously, that are in specifically running iOS 7. There may be some stuff in there that's still useful for the older versions of iOS. But the idea being that the battery tips are going to be different than they would be on Android or even Windows Phone. And they have their own tips, I'm sure. And in fact, there's other reasons you might want to turn off some of the features in there that have nothing to do with battery life. But there's some good tips in there anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.